This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Monday. It's going to be another hot one. The whole week is going to be pretty hot. And here we go with the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Podcast. More Sarah and Vinny. Just for you.
Ooh. Lucky.
We will be heading out on vacation. Oh, look at that. We are heading out on vacation soon. That's wonderful.
Yeah, next week.
Anyway, don't worry if you miss us. You can get our full show podcast on the radio.com app.
Yay!
That was fun.
It was fun.
Happy, we're so happy it's Monday.
Happy Yom Kippur, everyone.
What is Yom Kippur? I was just thinking that. It popped up on my calendar.
Yom Kippur means Day of Atonement and refers to the annual Jewish observance of fasting, prayer, and repentance. So I apologize to our Jewish friends for doing food stories first thing in the morning on a day when you're not going to be eating. Enjoy your day, and hopefully you're fully atoned at the end of it all, or however that works.
Yes, right.
I'm not sure. But.
Two thumbs up.
Right. Tomorrow night is the first presidential debate. That's tomorrow night at 6 p.m. if you care. The 49ers won yesterday, 36-9 in New York. That means they had a nice road trip despite losing a bunch of good players. They still got the W's. And that means we're going to be looking pretty good when our people come back. Monday Night Football tonight is Kansas City versus Baltimore. Two great quarterbacks going head-to-head. That's just around dinner time, 5:15. So there's that. All right, now to the important yet horrific news that the North Bay is super on fire. Santa Rosa, Napa, and Sonoma are all under different evacuation orders. You can check your Twitter feed to see what Cal Fire is recommending or what areas are in trouble. Or I stayed updated on our fire through Twitter, and I don't even use Twitter, but it worked great.
They were really good about it, right?
Mm-hmm. Very good about it. And they also help make you aware of the press conferences that you live for if you've been evacuated. You absolutely find yourself going, 6 o'clock, got to be there for that press conference or the next
news.
Morning, right? It was important stuff. So, and I know that it's bad up there right now. In fact, we've been getting a lot of texts from people, which I'll read here and also in the 9 o'clock hour, but it's super smoky and there's ashes raining down on them there. So, here's 707. My hometown is on fire again. Your voices help so much. Pray for Santa Rosa. You know, one of the things that happened over the weekend for me is I got up first light. I was up in the dark on Saturday morning and headed out to go for a surf. And I stopped at a certain spot and I just was sitting there looking at the ocean. It was still too dark to even see, but I could smell something and was like, what in the heck? I think my car is in trouble. And, of course, it was the first hint of the smoke being back, and it wasn't strong enough for me to really go, oh, that's a campfire. So, you know, that campfire smell
yes,
is
yeah.
one very particular stench. But it was just enough to make me wonder what the heck. And then, of course, so my point being, not only is the North Bay on fire and the air is terrible there, but the smoke is back everywhere. So if you're headed out for a run or whatever, you may want to go light today because it's going to be smoky. Okay? Hmm. All right. Earlier this month, the cops in University Heights, Ohio, got a call at 4:25 a.m. The call said that a drunk 27-year-old woman and a drunk 24-year-old woman were fighting in the front yard of a house, and one of them is totally naked.
Oh.
We don't know exactly what happened here. Did the house
doesn't even matter. There's naked ladies fighting in the front yard. Come on.
How did they get drunk? Why is one of them naked? Why would anybody even be up at 4:25 in the morning? Oh, that's right. I wake up at that hour. So, yeah. You know, maybe they just
woke
up.
Yeah, but they probably stayed over. They were partying their asses off and their clothes off. Where's my drum hit? Thank you.
The cops came and broke up the fight, and while they were there, they talked to a 27-year-old guy that was inside the house. So there's a guy in the middle of this. Although they quickly turned their attention towards him as they found he was wanted on felony warrants for kidnapping. So he was arrested thanks to his lady friends drunkenly and noodly fighting in the front yard.
All right.
He's been turned over to the Cleveland police and is in big trouble.
Boy, it sounds like he had a bad, like they were maybe fighting over who got to do him first. And then all of a sudden, you know, so he's having to wait for that. And then the cops show up and he gets arrested. What a terrible night for that poor guy.
Isn't it weird how women will fight over a real catch like that?
Yes. Isn't it? We like a bad boy.
Someone who goes to work every day and, you know,
keeps
a neat house and may even have a couple bucks in the bank.
I want drama.
Forget that guy.
Give me drama.
Loser. All right. Whatever.
I need to get into chick fights now and then. Come on. Gotta do that with some guy who works and keeps everything above board. Come on.
Keeps a neat house. What is that?
Right. Oh, doesn't let dishes pile up in the sink. Who is this guy?
Jesus.
It's boring.
Never kidnapped anybody. Loser.
You haven't lived.
Right.
Oh my God, I'm totally into you.
I love the fall. It's my favorite time of year, actually. Mm. I love football. I love the weather turn. I love when things get cooler. I mean, we're a little far from that at the moment as everything's on fire. But, I mean, it's coming, that cool down. And I'm not necessarily interested in this, but Kraft just created pumpkin spice mac and cheese.
Oh.
Initially, they were only going to do this in Canada. They were just going to make a little test run of this and it now looks like pumpkin spice mac and cheese is going to be coming to the U.S. too. I guess it's a contest, so you'll be able to win this stuff. If you're into it, it might be worth it. It sounds disgusting to me.
But you have to win it? You can't just buy it?
Well, this is how they're maybe launching this product.
Oh, all right.
I don't know, but they say they started this in Canada, but Kraft quickly realized this country, the United States, is all about it too.
Yeah.
So through tomorrow, you can win pumpkin spice mac and cheese by tweeting at Kraft Mac and Cheese. And I guess that will get you in the running for this wonderful fall delicacy.
It's so funny that they're showing it in like a venti cup with the Kraft logo on the front and then cinnamon sticks down at the bottom. It's so... Ooh. Not, I can actually kind of picture it though. Like, I like butternut squash ravioli. That's got to be similar.
Oh, I do too.
Right?
Yeah, I do too. That's not the same at all though.
It's got that same sort of spice to it though. You know, like maybe it would be okay.
All right.
But I'm not going to go out of my way to find it, are you? It's even sprinkled with a little cinnamon on top.
Yeah, I don't
want
that.
Isn't that delicious?
Mm. I don't. No.
I could really do without pumpkin spice altogether, unless I'm actually having a pumpkin pie. But people like that.
I just thought this was interesting as someone put out a list of the most boring chores. The one at number one is one I've made a lifestyle choice to avoid number one.
Oh.
Do you know what it is?
What does Vinny never do? A lifestyle
Ever.
Choice.
And it's a chore, huh?
Yeah.
And what's weird is when I've discussed this with people I know, including one of my best friends who I've known since we were little kids, he does this all the time. And I'm like, you have to be kidding me.
What could it be?
You iron your t-shirts? I mean, you don't ever wear a freaking button shirt. So what are you talking about here?
Right.
Yeah, dude. I try to be neat. What's the matter with it?
He irons his t-shirts.
Okay.
Ironing is, I actually do a lot of ironing because I sew, but I would never iron clothes. Like, I just, if it's a t-shirt, it's obviously not getting ironed. And if it's not a t-shirt, I'll send it to the laundry.
Right.
And
it's a
it
lifestyle
comes back
choice.
All pressed.
I will absolutely look at something and go, if I can't wash that and put it through a hot dryer to get it, you know, sort of kind of ironed out, you know, a nice shake. Then I'm not buying that or wearing that. That's out.
Right.
Ironing, number one, most boring chore of all time.
It is pretty bad.
Got cleaning the toilet, dusting, changing your sheets, washing, whatever. But ironing is number one most boring. And yet plenty of people do it every
Some
day.
Some people actually like it. It's meditative. Like John's mom used to just, it was like she escaped from the rest of the food. She had five kids, so you can't really blame her. She'd be like, I got ironing to do. She'd go down there. Every single thing that came out would get ironed and hung. It's like, wow. You are.
Skilled.
She'd even take down her curtains once a month and wash her curtains and iron them and put them back up. I'm like, she's just looking for ways to get away from her family. I just know it.
Yeah, I don't. Well, you know, I mean, I don't. Everybody's got a different standard they need to keep. Who knows if the anxiety sets in at 1 a.m, like, oh my God, I haven't ironed the curtains in a month. I got to get to that.
Curtains. I've never taken any curtains down from anywhere I've ever lived. The curtains I hung up. Oops. The curtains that I hung up. I didn't spill it. The curtains I hung up in my master bedroom when I first got into this house 10 years ago have never come down one time. I'm sure they're covered in dust. I wouldn't know. I close them at night, open them in the morning. That's it.
You think John vacuums them, maybe?
Maybe.
Without you knowing.
I don't think so, though. I don't think he's never brought
it. He grew up with ironed curtains.
I bet he's very neat. But they've never come down and been washed. I'll tell you that right now.
Couple quickies here for you as the coronavirus situation continues worldwide. Rio de Janeiro has delayed its carnival parade in February because of the pandemic. It's the first time it's been delayed since 1912.
Wow.
And this is something I mentioned earlier, but here's the actual story. A rise in cracked teeth due to the pandemic. The dentists say people have been grinding their teeth more because of stress, and that's leading to a huge surge in people with cracked teeth and emergency dentist visits.
I'm freaking out.
Bummer. Mm. I clench. I don't grind, but I absolutely will wake up if I have things on my mind that are, you know, I'm grinding on, you know, in my mind. But yes, I absolutely clench and will wake up and be like, ah.
Right.
Sheesh.
You can actually feel your jaw feels tight. And sometimes you can give yourself a real headache from that.
Absolutely. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, my grandma ironed sheets.
Oh, boy. That's hardcore, because those get stretched out anyway when you put them on the bed.
510 says, I iron my clothes every day before I put on clothes.
Oh.
707 says, I bleeping, they wrote the word, but I don't. Anyway, I bleeping love ironing.
Oh, well. That's, you know, great. If you love it, I think it's nice that you have something you love. It's a good hobby.
Oh, boy. 415 says, noodly fighting. I can't stop laughing. Thanks, Vinny.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It was, you know,
Vinny.
I can't.
What is the name of the brain eating amoeba?
Oh,
don't look
snap.
At it. Don't look.
Don't look down. Don't look around.
Nigleria fowleri. Did
that
I get it?
Was quite impressive.
That is the. There's a town in Texas that has a brain eating amoeba outbreak.
In the water.
They've declared a disaster there, and I don't even know what you do when your water, the most important thing in your whole house, I mean, well, I guess electricity, maybe that rivals. There's a rivalry there.
No. Still but water, though.
You need to be able to bathe, and you can't do that. You need to be able to drink some
drink
water.
It.
I guess you can get that from a bottle, but sheesh, they got troubles there. Anyway,
Nigleria
our text number, did
Fowleri.
I say it's 800? Oh, I already did, because that's where that noodly crack came from. Thanks. Vacation again. The world's in chaos, but you know what? Enjoy.
Thanks.
Jeez. We really didn't go on vacation for the whole first half of the year, did we?
Yeah, we didn't go on vacation until July, and then we went on vacation in July, and now it's October. It's use it or lose it, people.
Right. Yeah, and I don't want to give that back
using
to you.
It. I'm not giving any of it up. No.
No way.
Damn it. Give it up enough this year.
In fact, there's never been a better time for vacation.
Ugh.
And tell you the
weirdly,
truth.
I know.
The hardest part of the pandemic was the beginning when there were no other stories. Doing this show when there was nothing else to talk about was excruciating. So I feel like some normalcy has returned, at least a little bit.
Stars are doing things. News stories are having. Well,
right,
and actually,
right.
There's been quite a lot of news. Most of it not good.
But not all coronavirus related. Anyway, I'll read some texts on the other side of these. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.